Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Tuesday?
Tuesday podcast, that's right. Al, what's up?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, the last 2 days we got to play the audio of Joe Beningo on the Saturday before Father's Day, and a guy called up, poured his heart out to Joe, and about his daughter and his bad relationship with his daughter right now. She doesn't talk to him, and Joe was not paying attention, or he was being talked to in his ear, distracted. I was trying to think. You know, there's sometimes when people can do things when they're distracted, and sometimes better. Like when I used to work the dump button for Opie and Anthony, if I just sat there listening, my mind would wander. But if I sat there and scrolled the internet and was reading newspaper articles, I could do both at the same time, focused.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. Like if I just sat there and listened, my mind would just go elsewhere.
You would think the complete opposite.
Yeah. But it all got me thinking about Craig Carton the one time when we did the show. It was just me, Boomer, and Craig. We did the show from which is Bermuda or the Bahamas closest to us?
You went to Bermuda.
We went to Bermuda.
Yes.
And we were not on TV. And Craig did the entire show while playing Angry Birds.
I knew it.
On his iPad.
I remember that.
It was an amazing feat to see.
I remember that story. I wasn't there. I was back here. But I remember you telling me that. I remember that Angry Birds period where everybody was playing it.
Yeah. He was just playing Angry Birds the whole time.
But he was always able to do two different things at once.
Yeah. I think there are some people that actually perform better doing
maybe
two things at once. That way your mind doesn't wander.
Maybe. I mean, just not to bring it back to gambling, but, you know, at the time, watching him play literally multiple hands of black. You know, there were times I'm still counting the numbers in my head from the one hand, and he's four hands past me.
Yeah.
You know, he was always able to do a lot of different things at the same time. That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, and I feel like now, I don't know if this is related or not, but it feels like now, like, we can't do anything without, like, we don't have any, for some people, I think you're much better at this. But, like, no downtime between a little bit of downtime and grabbing your phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, we're at the phone. Yeah. Literally, you're doing, like, always something.
Always drawn to it.
Always drawn to the phone. Yeah. But I hope to lose that soon.
I hope you do.
To being drawn to the phone.
You know, it's funny, when I play golf, I am not on it at all, except that I am, because the golf app with the yardage and your score. And I actually said to my wife the other day, one of the reasons I love playing with my kids is you spend 4 hours, you're out there with them without the phone. I said, although we're constantly on, but it's different. It's not social media. It's not texting. It's not making phone calls. It's you're using it. Like, what is the difference if it's the phone or if it's a, you know, some sort of golf device you buy?
Right.
But it is nice that for those 4 or 5 hours, there's just, you're completely checked out from social media. It's phenomenal.
The next time I get a new phone, my game plan is, as I need an app, I'm going to put it on my phone.
Okay. As opposed to preload it?
Yeah, I'm not going to like load it all up, but as I go along. But I'm sure I'll get right back to where I am. You know what I mean?
I think so, because your routine takes you there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it wouldn't. Like, what do you think you wouldn't put on your phone immediately that's on it now because you wouldn't use it?
Yeah, I don't know, because I do a pretty good job. Every now and then I'll look through my phone and be like, I haven't used this. Delete, delete, delete. But, yeah, I don't know. And the problem is I think we use more apps throughout the day than we think we do.
Probably.
Because I was looking at it the other day. I was like, okay, so there's an app for parking in New York.
Need it.
Then there's an app if you get a ticket to dispute a ticket if they gave you a ticket and shouldn't have given you a ticket. That's another app.
Mm-hmm. Easy Pass app.
Easy Pass.
I need an app on my phone just to log into the computer at work. Can't get rid of that.
Right, to get your work email.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot of apps like that where I think like, oh, man, I don't really, I feel like I don't use this, but there it is taking up space on my phone and in my brain.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
This morning, Willie Colon told the story, Jerry, of, and I want to delve into this a little bit deeper, as it's a type of topic that I really enjoy.
I know you do.
And this is that Willie was coming in this morning and had a poop.
Badly.
Badly. And he'd just come through the Lincoln Tunnel.
So yeah, I thought it was the Holland. I didn't realize it was the Lincoln.
Still a ways away from here. And he pulled over at 4:15, 4:30.
A random bodega at 4:30.
To a random bodega, ran in there, and hit up the toilet.
Yeah.
There is no way he cleaned himself properly. Because you can't clean up properly in a bodega.
Well, if you had a nice, clean release.
That did not sound like he had a clean release.
I don't know.
It sounded like he said it was a complete disaster.
And he said he left the body in the toilet.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I was just thinking about it. The whole time I was thinking, I was like, Willie's probably got a dirty butt right now.
That's what you were thinking of?
Yeah, during the show.
I wish you would have said that at some point in the 9 o'clock hour.
No.
After a moment of the day.
He just looked like, I was just like, man, that's a disaster.
It sounds gross.
And he's one of these guys that's the size where I say, how does a man, a large football player, use a regular size toilet? I just don't understand.
Willie is a former NFL player, and he is a big man. He's just a big guy.
But he's certainly lost weight from his playing days.
100%.
A lot.
Yeah, he's not 330 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. But he just, by frame, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
That said, these toilets hold people. I don't know. I know
they hold people because they're made of porcelain, right? So they're not going to break.
Okay.
But it's the lining up the hole properly is what I'm wondering
just
about.
Whether you're big, small, it's still center it up.
You still just sit down and your hole is always over the middle of the toilet.
If your back is lined up with the middle of the toilet, why is it any different? There just might be a little more hanging off the sides.
Of your skin and
of your butt.
Butt fat.
But, yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be that. Clearly, we've had obese people for years and years and years, and people have figured it out.
Yeah.
What it looks like, don't know, don't want to know.
Isn't it amazing that the toilet, we don't even plug in our toilet?
I do agree.
Right?
Which is why, so it's interesting you say that, because I brought up that documentary. Like, why did the toilets not work on the cruise ship? Because toilets don't need electricity. That is interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if these do in order
they
to
must.
Vacuum it. It must not be like regular plumbing like we have in our house.
Right. Where it's suctioned out.
Yeah, this might be I guess it's some sort of electronic or electric suction.
Like if I was on that cruise, and again, I haven't seen it yet. It hasn't been released, which I didn't realize.
The Poop Cruise on Netflix coming soon.
Which you can't wait for.
Yep.
If I was on that cruise, I would never even think that that would be an issue. I would think first of how are we going to eat? That
yes.
This food is going to go bad. The idea of not having a bathroom doesn't compute because even when your home doesn't have power, you can still use the toilet and take a shower.
Yes.
But in this place, you apparently couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. But like, yeah, the toilet itself seems like it would need to be plugged in, but it doesn't. Like, mm-mm. That all works just on...
I'm just trying to figure out how this bidet thing you have works.
The bidet thing works by...
That's not plugged in either, right?
No, but it plugs into your water line on the back of the toilet.
Right.
And then I guess the pressure is just released from like a knob that shoots the water in your butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, my point is that's another thing that you would think would need electricity and doesn't.
Yes.
And does not need power.
Yeah, no
pretty
power.
Pretty cool.
I was looking at the one I have is it's called Tushy.
Yeah.
So I was looking on their website. They really updated their bidets.
You got to get a new one?
I don't know if I have to get a new one because now they have ones that are the full toilet seat.
Oh.
Which this one is not. This one is like an attachment that goes, you take your toilet seat off.
Okay.
Put the thing down and put the toilet seat on top of it. They have ones that are now are full toilets. They do have ones that need to be plugged in. So you would need to have a plug. But that's just for heating the seat.
Which seems amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see here.
Tushy. It's hellotushy.com, Jerry.
For adults only? Oh, what? Oh, it's not tushy.com.
No.
What the hell is this?
That's a porno site, probably.
Okay. Let's try it.
Hellotushy.com is the
bidet site.
That's
a weird company name if there's a porn site.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
And I've made that mistake, too. I just type in
that's
tushy.
Like having a company called Brazzers.
Yeah.
But your website is Hello Brazzers.
Yeah. Hellobrazzers.com.
Discover your new luxury bidet seat. All right. I'm taking... Oh, I see. Interesting.
So if you do... Like, I don't... And this is the thing I try to tell people. I should have told Willie about this. Although Willie, I bet, has a bidet at home. He's got a nice house. He was a football player.
Yeah.
He probably has one built in there.
For sure.
But it... Of all the products that I've purchased within the past, I don't know, 5 years or so.
Right.
That is one of the best products. Like a game-changing product for the home.
You have said that many
times. The
Tushy
bidet.
So this is interesting. So the original, which is what you have, is still only $97.
Yeah.
Very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
The seats, like the all-in-one seat.
Yeah.
I mean, now you're talking $200 to $500.
Yeah, it depends. If you get one that plugs in, if you get one that hooks up to your hot water. But I will say this, Jerry. I don't know what it is about the butthole itself.
Oh, God.
But it is not sensitive to cold water coming out of the thing.
Well, I'm
it
happy
really
for
isn't.
You. I'm happy for you. That's
even
true.
In the dead of winter, when your pipes are cold.
Oh, man.
For whatever reason, the nerve endings.
Are very receptive.
In the butthole. Do not really feel hot or cold. I mean, I'm sure it would feel hot.
You know how panties makes you queasy?
The word panties? Yeah.
The
butthole is also up there. Yeah, I agree.
That makes me.
Yeah, I agree, Jerry.
I don't like that
That's
word.
Fair.
Gross.
Yeah, I think it's gross also. I'm also think I'm coming around to your idea of you can't sit home on vacation.
Wow, how come?
Well, I've just noticed I'm getting, this is slowly happening.
Yeah.
As I'm getting older, I'm slowly getting bored at home.
It's about slowly. Time. Yeah, all right.
Slowly getting bored.
I'm glad to hear this.
Mainly because I stare at the dog stares at me, and we both look at each other like, this is not living.
This is it, huh?
We both need to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm slowly coming around to that. Now, my first week vacation... This summer, I am going to Montana.
Right.
But the ones after that.
Well, one of them is now going to be encompassed by California.
That's true.
With the show.
With
so
the
that
show,
one's
yeah.
taken care
That's
of.
That's taken care of. So I really have two more.
You've got 2 full weeks to try and figure out what you're going to do.
Now, one of the weeks is the week leading into Labor Day. So if I don't do anything, I'll feel like, it's okay.
So I would say, even I would say, if there was 1 week where if I was off with no plans, I could live with it, that's the week.
The week leading into Labor Day.
Yeah. Now, I'm not off that week. I will be here every day. But the idea of being off that week into Labor Day seems lovely to me. Would I like to do something? Yeah, I would say that would be a good week to do something Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but have a nice long weekend leading into the grind of fall.
Yes.
The other week, you're on your own. You got to do something.
Yeah, I do have to do something.
Mm-hmm. What do you like? Like, all kidding aside, like, aside from obviously being home, like, what do you like to do?
Well, you know what the problem is I think a lot about the expense of vacation when I really shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
But I do think about it. And I think about the hassle of air travel. And those two things really keep me from doing that.
Fair enough. So I'm going to come back to the other question. What do you like to do? Forget about the money and the air travel for a moment.
I like to go to restaurants.
Okay, you can do that anywhere. Fair, got it.
I like to go to different downtowns.
Do you like spas?
I mean,
all right, you like historic downtowns and things like that?
Well, just like exploring new downtowns, coffee shops in downtowns, breweries in downtowns.
So,
you know, these sorts of things.
Why not pick? And I'm being serious. Why not pick like an old historic city in Pennsylvania and go spend 2 or 3 nights where you see what that town has to offer? And again, it might not be a hot spot for vacation, but you could hit different coffee shops, different mom and pop restaurants, maybe a spa in the area, maybe hiking trails that they have, lakes. It's different. That ain't going to cost you a fortune, though. There's no airport involved.
Yeah, that's true.
And you don't have to go spend the whole week there, but you feel like when you're off, you know what? On Tuesday, I got a 2-hour drive to blank PA. Just a thought. Or somewhere like that in Connecticut, or I don't know, maybe Delaware or something.
There's actually, I've never been there, but there's a place in North Jersey that's like a spa-related
Crystal
place.
Springs? Or is it a small, because Crystal Springs is a golf resort, but spa as well. Not cheap.
North Jersey
spa
retreat, would I say?
Could be.
Retreat?
Yeah, it could be.
Or resort. Resort. I want to see what the name of it is. Let's see. Nee, nee, nee. Crystal Springs definitely comes up there, Jerry.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's about the only one that comes up. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's Crystal Springs.
It could be. There could be also other ones that just don't advertise.
Just that I'm not. But I think it's, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe something like that.
Why not? I'll tell you what I would love to do if I had a week like that. And I don't gamble, but this is where the weather is such a big deal. I would love to go spend a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Borgata. in the summer when the outdoor pool is open.
They yeah, that's two true. Outdoor... It's another good one.
It is a blast. You could go to the beach. I know people say, oh, the beach. Yeah, the beach in Atlantic City is fine, actually. They've cleaned it up pretty good.
They have.
You could do a day at the beach, 2 days at the pool. They have great. You don't have to go to casino restaurants. They have really good restaurants in the area. And there are things to do. And that could be a not Friday and Saturday when they're charging $600 a night for a room, but $150 a night for a room. And it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, you do miss a little bit of the buzz of Atlantic City when you go during the week, but it's
but in the summer it's a little different.
Yeah, it's
it?
A little different a little in the bit. Summer. You still it's still a little less buzz. It's lighter, yeah.
For sure. But you know, it's a good night Thursday night, and they don't kill you price wise Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night's a good one.
So I mean there's a couple so of that's ideas. One.
Maybe I'll go to Amish country.
I was just gonna mention that. Any interest?
I don't think so.
No.
But
I'm
the
oddly
other stuff
intrigued.
Sounds interesting. What intrigues you about the Amish?
Just how different it is. I don't know. Just to see it. It's kind of like all these different things that you've read about and maybe seen on TV, but you've never experienced it. You know, at least I don't know. I don't know. I'm sitting there saying go see it, but I could go see the Grand Canyon and then what? You know, I don't want to make a vacation of that either.
Right.
But I feel like this is drivable. You could do it in a couple. I don't know. It's just different.
I'm going to ask Grok this. What are some cool drivable vacation spots in New Jersey?
It's a great idea.
From New Jersey.
A great idea.
Right?
Yes, I agree. How about this? This would be a cool idea.
Yeah.
In the U.S. If I put in historic towns in the U.S.
Yeah.
To go see. Williamsburg comes up. Okay, that's more of a tourist spot to me. I know St. Augustine in Florida is very nice.
I've heard many good things.
Kind of touristy, but not like Williamsburg. Charleston comes up. I've been there. Charleston's amazing. I'm just trying to give you a couple of different ones. Gettysburg would be interesting, but that's probably more battlefields and stuff like that that you would go see. I'm trying to think of like something in like the Midwest or the South where you're in like this really old, cool town.
But then that's a plane ride.
That's true. That's a good point.
Here's one which I have been to. I went to an event for a friend of mine had a number of years ago. Mohonk Mountain House Hudson Valley Resort and Spa. It's a huge piece of land where you do outdoor stuff, indoor stuff. That was a cool place.
Mohonk?
Mohonk.
And that's in New Jersey?
It's in New Paltz, New York, the Hudson Valley area. Not
where
far.
Bob Dwyer lives.
Yeah, a couple. It's a bit not a horrendous ride.
No, I mean, and you're in the car.
Yeah, just in the car.
So why not?
Why do that, Jerry?
That actually sounds kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds cool. See, now this would be one. This is a plane ride.
Mm-hmm.
Deadwood. North South Dakota. That is, can you look at the photo? This just feels like it's 1900.
Yeah, I like that.
That is cool. Population, 1,200 people.
I'd love to meet everyone.
Isn't that?
You're not gonna I'll tell it. People, meet me out at the brewery.
Go door to door. I like that. I would be very curious tomorrow on the podcast if you could update us with what Grok gave you.
I was going to say, hey, I don't want to draw. I mean, I don't want to fly.
Mm-hmm.
What else in the area to do here? Where could I go? Pennsylvania.
But put in the parameters of what you're looking for.
Yeah.
What about if you
cool
ended
downtown.
Up. What if you ended up in like a small town that's not far from some sort of a concert venue, and you had a concert mixed in, too.
I do love the idea of the concert mixed in.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
And then what if I go there and I move there, Jerry? I go, I've moved to a small town USA.
You save a lot of money. That's what you would do. And you'd make a fortune on your condo.
I'm living in small town USA right now if you need me.
Where is Al? Al moved to Pioneer Town.
He's an Amish now.
That's it.
He's got a job churning butter and working
just open
on
your coffee shop
and working on horse feet. What do you call that? A blacksmith? The guys that used to like fix the horseshoes.
Yeah.
Just banging on iron all day.
There you go.
Doink, doink,
really
doink.
Turning back the clock.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Just turn it right back.
Not bad.
I wouldn't be allowed to use my phone there because the Amish don't use their phones.
That is very true. I don't think they believe in electricity.
Is that right?
I don't think so. That's why they still have the horse and buggy. No
so if
TVs.
They don't believe in electricity, do they have our cool toilets that are non-electric but really work really cool?
They must. Yeah.
What would stop them, right? That's not...
It's not electricity.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they believe in like power for... I don't think so. I'm not sure. I've never been there, so I don't know.
The Amish.
just what I've watched.
I'm an Amish.
Amish. You can move to Eureka Springs, population 2,000.
2,000 people? Where's that at?
2,000 people. Eureka Springs
what
is
state?
In Arkansas.
Arkansas?
Yeah. That's just such a... It's one of those things where we've said this so many times, and I've said, me and my wife have talked about this. We're in our little bubble of the New York, New Jersey, yeah, tri-state area, and there are so many different... And we're in our little bubble of sports radio and media. There are so many other ways to make money and to live your life that we likely won't experience any of them, because this will be what we do.
Right. And that goes for people who live in small towns that never go to the big
correct
city.
Correct. That they will live a life of just knowing a couple hundred people, and that's it. And when they do get to that big, that's why they're enamored by when they see these giant buildings.
Yeah, it is great. Like when, I don't know if you take notice of this, when I leave here and I walk around like to just to go to my car,
mm-hmm,
and I see, I'm like, oh, here's a tourist family.
So obvious.
Oh my gosh, right? So obvious. They just look like...
Yeah.
They're out of the... They got picked up in Indiana and dropped off on a random street in New York.
How about when you walk outside and you see a family come out of, I forget what, the Hotel Hugo.
Yeah.
And they're from Minnesota. And somehow the genius in the family picked the hotel. Not that it's not a nice hotel, but they picked a hotel that when you walk out, you're staring at the UPS garage.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful here. Oof,
New York is ripping it up.
Yeah.
Like, you're nowhere near Times Square, but they're in New York. I mean, that's got to be, you want to talk about intimidating way to find a hotel to stay for the week. How do you know if you're in Harlem, Lower Manhattan, the financial district, Midtown, your head must, I live here, I don't know where the hell I'm staying.
Yeah, I agree. It's got to be very confusing.
My God.
Very confusing.
Funny.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show. Well, I did that with CeeLo today because you were hosting.
That's right.
Tomorrow, you and I will be back here together.
We will.
On a Wednesday.
I'm going to place a bet tonight. I'm taking the whatever the overrun line is. I'm taking the Yankees tonight.
I like it, Jerry.
All right.
Sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.